The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
And he said to me, be sexy, so I was sexy, and I was sexy, and awesome, and fantastic. And he said, be fabulous, and I said, I'll be fabulous, darling. Oh, and I said, please be on my radio. And he said, yes, yes, I'll be on your radio. And I said, oh, I bet you say that to all the girls. Frank is on right now.
Excusez-moi,
Mars and I were just passing a little time here playing Scrabble in French, you know, it gets to be such a bore always doing it in English, and when we get bored, when we do it in French, then we just have to play it a little bit in Swahili. Anyway, as they say in Dutch, Lokaland is too, you know.
Dutch.
That means listen to this.
Across Canada right now, and already in BC, they're lighting torches going, we're waiting! Come on, you folks, just came from Capitol Hill. Come on down, where do you go? How are you, my friends? Grab some seats. You're a cottage. What? Oh, that's your old boss. Did you fuck him? Sorry. Okay. Not an inappropriate question to ask in Washington. No. And he's going, no, no! She was just a page. It's okay. And it's weird, in California this summer, all the state parks caught on fire, which was sad because these parks are full of weed. It's bad news. It's like, even the guys fighting the fires are like, oh my God, make another rainbow, Tommy! Oh my God! It's weird! Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can... Shit, I knew this. And California weed is kick-ass fucking weed. This is weed that even Jamaicans go, oh, don't smoke that weed, man. It's California catatonic. It's the type of weed you hit it and it's like, fuck. Shit. I'm not doing something. What is it? All right, breathe. And you get so stoned, you end up sitting on your couch for a week to the point where your cat's going, get up, you asshole. I've been eating my own shit for the last 2 days.
Down some serious sound.
Here we go again.
Katoa, Katoa.
Shake that thing.
Good God!
Work it. Work it. Shake that thing.
Katoa, Katoa.
I want you to move slowly.
Once again, it's the Bard of Broadcasting. That's me. Philosophical entertainment, relevant to reference. Netarati, couple servers, netaholics, and infomaniacs. We are here. Y2K plus 14. The end of February. Get your beverages. You gotta replenish your precious bodily fluids as soon as I get everybody else under control. Here at the Katoa Chronicles, my name is Frank Katoa, man of things, don't the title of the show. I want you to move very slowly. Neo-postmodernists. Time once again to find out exactly why you're on the internet, why you're here, what you're doing on your smartphones or on your computers or wherever the hell else you listen to alternative broadcasting. We're here to stay. Very slowly.
Bingo, oh, that's right. Bingo.
That's right.
小村到大市, 咸濕屋仔到咸濕中心, 是 Katoa Chronicles.
Here we are in about 16 different languages at last count. We're in, where we are continuing this program right here from where we've done it for the last 20 years, I think it's been. And you know what's really fascinating is that we have... we're going to talk about tonight, and for sure, we're not going to talk about it. You're not going to call in. You're not going to be on Skype. You're not going to do anything. You're going to listen, but there are some people here who might be talking about it. They might actually have some opinions on it. Not that you care about their opinions, my opinions, or any opinions, but your opinion is what counts. So when we release the facts, when we present to you exactly what we're going to do tonight, because this time we're going to drop a big, big one on you tonight if you don't know this. Okay, you're gonna look at the world differently through the internet, starting, tomorrow. You know what I forgot to do? From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hemp City, from Othello, and into every bordello. You know what it is? Because it's because Phil said it, and because I'm surrounded, I want you all to move very slowly. Yes, Jeremy Long, our sometimes co-host who's made it through the ice cold of, the bitter cold of the evening. As we're here live, is with us. Hello, Jeremy.
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Is it working?
Do you want to use the microphone or not?
Have it on.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with it?
Can you hear me?
I don't know. Why isn't it working? Well, isn't that something? He found himself a microphone that doesn't work. Does it have an on switch?
No, no on switch.
Oh, boy.
So we're
okay, what?
We're screwed?
No, because it could be this. Why don't we get, as long as you guys are here, why don't you do stuff? Here's what you do. Take this out here. Take this here. Go here. Go in that chest, that beautiful chest over there. Beautiful wooden chest. That chest is an expensive chest. I wish you could see. If I put that on eBay, I swear to you, I'd get a bunch of money for it. Find another one. No, it's got to be one with the XLRs on it. Hey, my name is Frank Atone. I'm a man whose name we're doing the title of the show. I feel incredibly safe tonight because my bodyguard is here. And so in the darkness of night, now you get worried now and then because I get worried now and then because I look outside when I do the show live at night. It's so dark that anybody, let's face it, it's true, Raul, right? I mean, anybody out can get one of those laser, what do they call those things they put on the scopes? A laser? Lighter?
ACOG.
Is it an ACON?
ACOG.
ACOG? Yeah, you know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, laser sight.
Deep, dark at night. Late at night. Okay, let's see if this one works because we're looking at a number of different possibilities here. Now speak.
Hi.
Well, talk.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, you must have a bum mic here, pal.
You think so?
I think you got a bum mic because these are. Let's see if you put the other one. Try it with the other one here now. I didn't expect this. So I didn't really want to do a. You know, if I had like a professional studio, I've been doing this for 20 years here on, more than 20 years, I think. Now I've got to take this out and then use it hand. What is that now?
That's the official.
Oh, really? I'm going to find out now if it's your mic or not. You want to untwirl this?
Well, I'll just do this.
Yeah. It's another. Let's hear it.
Hey, Frank, hey.
Huh?
Bum mic?
No, you got just a bum mic. Your microphone doesn't work.
It's not.
Well, you're going to have to take that microphone. Take that off of there, and we'll just put that back and forth, okay? This is the way we deal with this stuff here, right? We just, you know, adversity. That's what you were talking about before, right, Stephen?
Yes.
Is your name Stephen?
Yes, with a B.
Stephen?
With a B.
Stephen, as opposed to a PH.
Yes.
What is the difference between Stephen? Is that because there's a Stephen they call Stephen, and a Stephen they call Steve with a V and a PH? What is the difference? Let's use that now. We know that mic works, don't we?
Yeah, we know.
Okay, let's hear you.
Well, let's keep this one.
What? Just leave that.
Yeah, that's why
I'm... Oh, what are you doing now?
So we're going to plug this one in.
Which one? No, just plug the one that was in. It was already plugged in.
This one here.
I can't believe you made an entire movie, and you can't even get a microphone into it. What are you doing now? How do you know that one works?
Watch, ready?
Yeah, that's the one up there, right?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, okay, that works. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, and what is this?
That's
what is this?
That is this one.
That's the one we have.
Oh
boy!
All we have to do is put
all right. Okay, fine. We'll just when it's time to you need that, we'll just put the mic up there. That's what I'll do. I'll just put the mic up there and lay it down. You know, it's very simple. Let me tell you something about technology. Okay, it's really not as simple as. So you have a mic stand, but you hold it. You're a very weird person. This guy's a weird person. I wish we had. Wait, do we have no? We can't get on video. We don't. I see. I thought maybe that's why you would sit there and just like look over like I am.
Put it.
You could hold it if you want. It's not my. It doesn't matter. Nobody could see it.
Sometimes I'll sit on it.
It doesn't matter anyway. My name is Frank Atolo. Man's name is doing the title of the show. I don't know what I was talking about, but I know what I'm talking about tonight is going to be. I'm sorry for that interruption. Because something, you know. You know what it comes down to this. I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. And I thought perhaps since we have a working pot, that would work. But apparently you have a microphone there that doesn't work or has to be tested later. Yeah. We have beverage here if you want some more, Raul. Go ahead. Take a little more. You okay right now? And you are okay with that over there, Steve? What do you got? You got your water?
I'm just going
to
drink it.
You got your water? Don't forget to leave your empty bottle at the side of the desk like you do every time, and I'll take care of it. What do you wear? That's what? And, oh, that's cute. He's got a T-shirt that's, quote, that's what? And then it's, the author is she. See, that's what she said. That's a fascinating thing because that goes back to, I remember when I was a kid. So that goes back to like I remember as early as I could remember that fifth grade. Because in New York, fifth grade was a lot like, I guess, what, eighth grade here now. Yeah, we were way ahead of our time. We were way ahead of our time.
So college would be like graduate school.
College was like, college was doctorate time. We all got doctorates in colleges. So you can actually get a little closer to that and talk when it's time to talk.
I don't know how close I can get.
You can get. That's good. That's good. Really good right there. So so Jeremy's with us to also to help promote his documentary was me. The themes are not me. The subject of me. I'm trying to stay as far away as I can from this thing. I am, because I...
It's all about you.
Well, no, it's not about me. It's about something that happens to people like me. But I'm just standing there as a role model. No, I don't want to be that. That's wrong. Wait, I'm not a role model.
You're standing there
a metaphor.
Well,
no,
a simile.
I'm an assimile. I'm like what? Like?
Like what people ought to be.
Wow, that's a heavy burden. I don't know if I want to carry that one. I'm like people should be.
Maybe we should just be in the back of the box.
Yeah, maybe we should listen to Robert Frost, who is quoted on the cover of the book. You know what? You know what? Robert Frost. There used to be this thing on the internet, and they still have these things on the internet. I'm going to tell you. Whoa! You better keep listening, because the stuff we got to tell you about the internet, I want to say this, going to crack your croissant. See, as opposed to, you see what I did there? Yeah. Instead of saying blow your mind, I hate that. I used to hate that too. I'm just going to blow your mind, man. Yeah, it's like, you know,
that's pretty good.
It sounded painful. He's going to blow your mind, man. I hate that. I hate that sound. I hate that voice. I hate the person who had that voice. I hate me imitating that voice. My point being, if there was a point at all, what was I? Oh, is that? That's what she said. They used to say that in fifth grade when I was a kid.
They're bringing it back though. See,
I notice a lot of stuff is coming back that was once. You know, when you look in that Urban Dictionary, you do see a lot of new things, but there's a lot of phrases that are here now that I remember, and that's going back some. Just some. Not a lot, okay? Just some. As much as a 48-year-old man could possibly. You know, can he go back?
48.
All right, 42. So, but you know what? And I'll tell you why else this came to mind, this stuff I'm talking about, this language, this modern language stuff that came to mind, also not just from that.
Bonkers. Is the
Bonkers?
That's a new one. That's coming back.
No, Bonkers is coming back. Yeah. Cool never left.
Cool never left.
People go, cool, cool.
Yeah, radical.
Oh, that's radical, that's man. That's radical. That's radical. That's rad. They used to say rad. What kind of, right? You say rad, too.
Rad,
man.
People still say rad.
Rad. Bubbles rad.
And butthead.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, when I was a kid, there was butthead, dickhead, asshead. There was, you know, there were all the, they would just take head and they would put something disgusting in front of it. You'd be a turd head, right? You'd be a crap head. Huh? Nothing, Ed.
What about goon?
Goon goes way back.
Yeah.
Way back. That's an English origin. If you get Tom back and talk about the origins of these words and stuff.
Let's call him up.
There was some... Nah, let's not. There was some... there were some wonderful words. But here's what else came to mind. And this, like, ran through me. This just ran through my head and right through my neo-postmodern head. Okay, like a squirrel in a palm tree. Just ran right through it. Or maybe it was a rat in a palm tree. Not even squirrel. You know, when you go to L.A., watch out. That's where the rats hang out because there's no great sewer system.
Oh, I see them.
Yeah, there's no great sewer system like there is in New York, Miami, Chicago, Reno, Philadelphia, San Francisco. I can go on and on. There's no... So they hang up and they walk around in the palm trees. Portland, Seattle. Did I say Seattle? Here's what came to mind when we're talking about how these things come back. I'm watching and it looks great. I can't say it doesn't look great. I'm watching and I've been watching this already because it came out a couple of months ago, although now they're getting more and more graphic. The trailers for the next version of Godzilla.
Mm.
Okay. And they decided to use the original Hacho Takayaki guy. What,
yeah.
You remember whoever that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
The guy and...
And Bryan Cranston's in
it. Bryan Cranston is in it, which we didn't know until these recent trailers. But here is what I noted from the new trailer. It's showing him in New York, him. I guess he is Godzilla a male? Yeah, right? He's a male. Somehow the twist on this has to do with the old movie. This is, I think, This is what they're telling me. Now, when I was a kid and Godzilla came out, Godzilla, the original Godzilla, and I could tell you some funny stories about that. With the American, what they did was they wanted to release it in America. They had this Japanese movie. They never get it released in America. So they got an actor named Raymond Burr. Anyone remember Raymond Burr? Yeah. How could you not know Raymond Burr? Did you ever? Perry Mason, right. The actor Raymond Burr. Who only a couple of years before he died came out of the closet. And everybody went, whoa. Because Raymond Burr was not. But anyway,
whoa,
let's not go.
Blew my mind.
That's right, man. Cool. And some people went, cool. Now we know why he was old Ironsides. Anyway, here's the deal. So they get him. And they put him in a studio, not in anywhere near in Japan, because the whole movie takes place in Japan. They put him in a studio in America, and they shoot one day. They shoot all these things that they just cut into the movie so that they have this American in there, as if he's in Tokyo when this stuff is happening and Godzilla comes out. Godzilla is represented as a creature who also is a metaphor because, of course, the first atomic bomb had been dropped in. Let's go roll. What two cities?
Hiroshima.
And? No, Nagasaki.
The Italian
language. Nagasaki. And this is the only show, I believe, that where we actually talked about the only man who lived through both of those atomic bombs. But let's not go there right now. And there's another term I don't like. And I don't use it, and I shouldn't use it. I love it. Let's not go there. Let's not go there. You know, I try to say, let's not visit that inappropriate location. You know, always try to say something different.
Let's stay here for now.
Let's stay here for now, okay? Let's not travel in any way to that place. And they look at you like, what are you talking about? But if you say, let's not go there, they know it. Okay. And that's a new phrase, I think. I don't know where that arrived.
People were doing that when I was in, like, middle school.
Okay, and how many years ago was that, pal?
Roughly, like, 15.
Okay, get out of here. You were in middle school 15 years ago? They were saying
that?
I meant
to say elementary school. Sorry.
I think you've been dreaming again. I think you've been going to sleep with a full stomach. Here's what I'm trying to say.
Had too much of that.
Let's go back to Godzilla. Now, okay, that's what they did in the original. This is the 50s. And this Japanese guy who created this Godzilla monster, of course, went on to make a million Godzilla movies. Even they died, it was a franchise. They left it to somebody else. I don't even know if it was his son or whatever.
2000 version.
Well, there's tons of them. Even as technology got better, they still kept the man in the suit. You know, the man in the suit was Godzilla. This one is not. Obviously, it's going to be CGI, this one. Who did this anyway? Do you know the director?
Oof.
No, we don't know him yet. John Oof. I don't know. John Oof. Oh, him. I loved him.
The other one was the most popular version, Roland.
Yeah, that wasn't popular. It was a bomb.
Yeah, well,
Roland Emmerich.
It's the most common one people go to when you say Godzilla.
It was the only one, because it's the only remake of what is supposed to be the original.
The only thing
Godzilla
that would make this new version better is if Godzilla stepped on Roland Emmerich.
I think a lot of things. Oh, we have an entertained person in the group right there from that. We had one. You hit one person there in the audience. You want a pillow?
I'm sure two other.
You're hurting yourself, or you're doing work? Are you doing a workout? I wish you could see Raul. He's sitting here getting those neck muscles.
He's always working out.
He's getting those neck muscles training. I'm telling you.
Just in case a commie comes through those doors.
I'm telling you.
And tries to attack you.
Let me tell you more about the Godzilla thing. Okay, here's the deal. I think what they've done with this one is they're resurrecting the idea that the first movie had happened. So this is going to be like not a remake, but it's almost going to be Godzilla 2, or as they say in Japan, Godzilla! Okay.
Two.
Godzilla! Two. Two is two.
Two.
Yeah, two. But I think, because I saw a part where they said, you've been hiding something, as if they didn't really kill the guy. Because you remember how Godzilla died? Now, there's another thing. Godzilla dies in the first movie. I had no idea I was going to talk about this. Again, I have no idea, but this is topical. And then when they rerun this, when they rerun this in like 5 months, people are going to go, we saw the movie. It stinks. What is he talking about? Oh, no. So, is that in the first Godzilla, they found a way to kill him, supposedly, because there was this Japanese scientist who was, he created a machine, and the machine took all the oxygen out of water. Did you know there's oxygen in water? Yeah, of course, right?
Duh.
Duh.
Like, well,
duh.
Come on, man.
Hey, it blew my mind when I found out. Okay, so, this guy, so what they did was they dropped this machine into the water, because Godzilla hangs around underwater. He's hermaphrodite. He's whatever that is. When he can stay underwater and breathe the air, you're a hermaphrodite?
Oh, no.
Is that it? No, that's
amphibian.
Something else. It's an Hey, Raul, we got Raul on that one there, right?
We now have two pleased audience members.
Yes, Raul's sitting there trying to spell it, though. Yeah, H-A-L-Y. So anyway, here's the deal. Now, and the guy who did it, the scientist who created this thing that they threw in the water, okay, and he said he didn't want to do it. I don't care about Godzilla Schmodzilla, he said. How do you say that in Japanese? Godzilla Schmodzilla. Whatever. It blew my mind. However you say it in Japanese, he didn't want to do it because he said if this machine gets into the wrong hands, okay, and he was the only one who knew how this machine worked, and he knew if it got into the wrong hands. And there's a phrase right there. Well, if that thing gets into the wrong hands, what are the wrong hands? They're the hands of the enemy, but you could not be the enemy. You could... Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, it sounded like we were having... Sounded like we were, something was tuning in with us.
I don't have headphones like you.
No, you don't, and you're not going to. No, you can. If you bring your own, you can play. Got three outputs right here.
Oh, well, I'll bring my own.
Yeah, that's all. Bring your own. I hope they work better than your microphone, okay? I'm telling you, the guy makes movies. He's got equipment at home you wouldn't believe. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. So the guy commits suicide, or harikari, as they call it because he didn't want anybody to know the secret of this machine. So he went to his death, Godzilla went to his death, and they actually showed Godzilla turn into bones, however they could, with a fade out. Or so Godzilla in the water, sleeping, turns into bones because he can't breathe the oxygen that's in the water. Now, I don't get that, but, we believe things in movies. We suspend our animation. We suspend our pants. We suspend our belief.
There you go.
Right, there you go.
I also suspend my pants, but...
Now, when they wanted to make another Godzilla, because this came so popular, they didn't even address the fact that he died. They just say he's back. And every time he got... And then he became, at one point in the series, he became a hero because he fought all the other monsters. There was Mega Godzilla. There was this robot Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla. There were these things that flew in the air. There were like three flying demons, and what they did was they merged and became one big flying demon. There was Cockapoo, and what was his other name, the caterpillar. Well, there was Rodan, and he was a great monster because he also painted. And then there was someone actually smiled. The two guys over here supposed to be erudite, they didn't know nothing. They didn't get it. Rodan painted. Is that funny? Okay, so here's the deal. I think what they're doing with the new movie. Oh, yeah, look at that. He stole it from my desk. I think what they did with the new movie is they're bringing back. I think they're saying, that he's back, that they didn't kill him. So it's going to be very interesting to see the spin on the new Godzilla. And of course, with CGI, it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
Loud. You got to see this in the movie. There are certain things that are state of the art. That's state of the art. Seeing something like that, in the movies. I don't care how great your computer, and you don't want to watch that on your smartphone. Okay, you don't want to watch the new Godzilla. I'm not promoting this movie so they make more money. They're going to make plenty of money as it is. Ah, sure. They're going to make a plenty of money as it is. I'll just go right into my Italian. Speaking of Italians, there's a great article. The new Four Culture is out. Four Culture 11 is out. Speaking of Italians, heads up warnings from the mafia. It's called is my addition to Four Culture 11. This is it's called by state of the art. This is a state of the art magazine because it has because you read it on your it's digital. You could go to it on your. You could even go to it on yours. You get the internet, don't you, Raul, on your thing? You go to fourculture.com, and you'll get a complete magazine, beautiful. And you turn the pages like you do with your finger, or you touch with thing, and there's great. And on page this, I think I'm on page 89. This issue, heads up, warnings from the mafia. It's a wonderful piece that I think you'll love because I'm saying that because you don't have a lot of pieces out there. Of course, onefor8.ca/Frank, where there's another chapter of my adventures as a rodeo clown, and there's other stuff going on. And now also I want to mention every Friday on the Montreal Jewish News, you can read my political pulp. It's called Political Pulp, oh. The Montreal Jewish News. What is so funny about the Montreal Jewish News? What? He's laughing. He's like, why don't you comb your hair? Your son combed his hair. Look at him. He's, what are you going to do, Julius Caesar tonight or what? Look at him. He's doing, oh, it's because of the hat? Yeah.
That's hat hair.
It's okay. We're not on television. But here's the deal. If there is a deal. For Culture, number 11. I've been in every issue. And you could read every issue there, too. This is a great magazine. And those of you out there who have products, those of you out there who have things to sell, it's time you got your product, because the audience of this thing is just growing. It's growing through the roof. You know what it looks like now? It looks like all those that raid of zombies going up the wall in World War Z. Remember that scene? Remember those all those people. That many people looking at fullculture.com. Don't ask me. And I don't see how they, when they're running all together, they hear it's out, bingo. There's hundreds of them. Well, hundreds of guys there. Sure. And gals and kids. And yeah, I just heard something again. What is that? That's your machine, isn't it? Oh, it's a something. Oh, it's your drive.
We're okay. Burning
my name is Frank Atola, man's name, who joins the title of the show. So we've told you about everything now. We've got fullculture, Godzilla we talked about. We'll tell you more about Godzilla when it comes. Maybe we'll do an entire Godzilla show.
Wow. That,
yeah, we might get Heather. By the way, Heather Drain is going to be on in March. Here's what's going to happen in March here at Cthulhu Chronicles. Heather Drain is coming back. Dr. Woldar is coming back.
Oh, good.
And you know, Dr. Woldar got in touch with me about last week's show when we talked about the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Dr. Woldar's father worked with Ed McMahon before Ed McMahon was one of those, you know, everybody knew he was Ed McMahon. I don't know what he did. Probably, yeah. You know. And that Dr. Woldar, who is is it Loyola? No, it's not Loyola. What's that famous? God, I can't remember the name of this college. It's so famous down near Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Biopes. No, Viola. What is, come on.
Oh, Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova. Thank you very much. See, that's why he didn't comb his hair. He's got that. He got that. You know, yeah, I think, you know, you got that 1950s Marlon Brando look with that hair, like you're going to do Julius Caesar. So. And you can do. Can you recite one line from Julius Caesar?
I doubt it.
Okay, so because we would all enjoy that. And anyway, we
to be?
Wake up. It's night. That's Hamlet. Oh my God! What do you mean? You know?
I know.
I say it's Julius Caesar. You do Hamlet.
I just felt like going. You felt like something.
At least it's Shakespeare, right?
No, no. I said Hamlet. Oh, about it. Give the guy a break.
I said.
Give the guy a break. What was I saying? I was talking about.
From ice cap to ice cap.
And out a ham sandwich. Here's the deal. The deal is that Dr. Woldar at Villanova, although I don't know he was at Villanova at the time, but he told me that one of his students was the girl who played, because, you know, I was talking about Ray Romano last, because we were talking about some, because we talked Jimmy Fallon and other stand-ups. And
you said you hated Brian.
Okay, let's not go that far. I hate
That's
him.
What you said.
I do, but let's just say I'm not crazy about the guy. And I'm not going to go out of my way to watch. I'm almost complacent.
Everybody loves him.
I'm almost complacent about him. I just, you know, and I've seen his stand-ups, and then he got the, and I, you know what I hate
you
about
like
him?
You like the stand-up better than the show.
I hate that show. The hate is a good word for that show, because I think that what he represents as a husband is so onerous to me. Is that onerous or onerous? I think it's onerous. It's like, it's just disgusting if that's the way. It's horrible. And he plays it so well that you gotta believe, and it's based on his life, so you gotta think like, oh my God. But that's okay. But the thing is, I don't like Ray Romano. It doesn't matter what I like or who I don't like or what matters to them. Patricia Heaton played his wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Woldar was her professor.
Wow.
I don't know if it was Villanova or somewhere else he taught. I forgot the email. And I didn't forget the whole email. Obviously, I'm telling you some of it right now. But I forgot the specifics. And I know if you hear boom, that means Dr. Woldar's listening.
Yeah,
and
he's gonna go just, hey, wait a minute. On top of this. You're not reciting this.
But so, and I want to tell her, Red, she got a, you know, he teaches math and highly, highly respected, high academic math. We're not talking about intermediate. We're not talking about advanced. We're talking about what's above advanced. There's subject, intermediate, and advanced. What would be next?
Advanced placement.
That's next?
AP.
AP math. You don't know.
Well, that's a high version.
Is AP. It? Do they have courses that are advanced placement math?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's up there, you know. And he said that she, I don't know if this is for publication, but I don't really care. I'm going to say it. It doesn't matter. If she wants to call in and say, hey, Frank,
Patricia,
who do you think you are telling everybody what my math my man. I heard.
Deborah!
Well, I should do it in deference of. I'm not going to say her mark because I'm. That would be. I don't think. Dr. Roldart, I shouldn't do that. That's his information. So I'm not going to do that.
You can tell me later.
Okay. I tell you this much, though. I would have gotten like an F minus. And no one could get less than an F. I could. I could get an F minus.
I would get a W plus.
You failed so badly. You minus on the. We can't even give you an F in that particular advanced. There's Dr. Roldart. Let's see. I know it. I just know this is going to happen. You, all of you, could. No, it's not. It was. It's.
Oh man.
It's something jerky.
He's disappointed me.
Well, maybe he's busy. You know. I mean, what do you think? You think that everybody has the time and fortitude and ability to sit and listen to this thing.
I know, I don't.
Every night. No, you don't, because if you're not even, you know, you're like, am I on tonight? I said, no. Okay, now I'm not listening. You know, so if you're...
No,
people do that. Can I be on your show? Did you ever hear it? No, I don't listen to that show. Can I be on it, though? Yeah, you could be on. Oh, great. What am I doing? And then what? And how can I hear it?
Where
can I
get a week?
And then where can I get a copy? And where can my friends get a copy? And I'll tell all my friends, did you listen to next week? No, we forgot. We left. Anyway, it's the way it's been for over 20 years now, which is why I'm absolutely, completely, now, I'll at any moment, I can just walk out. I can shut down and walk out and say, that's it. I have too much fun with this fact.
No,
not even on Thursday nights, man. Do you know how many people out there in internet radio would kill for this time slot? This has always been, and I knew this from the beginning. I said, Thursday night, it's not Friday. This is a hot spot in broadcasting this time, from 9 to... You notice when it was time for them to put on live football again, where'd they go? They went to this time slot, right? Yes. All that kind of... The networks know it. I know all this stuff. I came in here locked and loaded when they came into an alternative radio. That's what they wanted me, because I was locked and loaded.
Whoa, that blows my mind.
So in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, all that stuff is going on, and that's the way that happens. See, that's just most of these weren't notes, it's just a couple of...
Yeah, who cares about the paper?
You know, in the old days, we used to do radio. I'm sitting by the fireside now. If you're listening, you guys don't have
headphones. If I had headphones, I would know what that sounds like.
Sound like, huh? I'm sitting by the fireside now. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm sitting too close to the... Okay. There go my flippers! Okay, let's move on. Because I do want to say something that is really... what's really good about what we're going to talk about tonight, if we talk about it, I'm going to talk about it.
No.
And if you know anything about it, I want to get your comments. At least the fellows who are here. The people who are here. Always men. Not always men. Once in a while, there's a woman or two.
Yeah, well...
I'm tired of all this... At least, you know. Do you guys take... You don't. I know you don't take testosterone pills. Do you take testosterone pills? Is that any of my business? Or should I tell the world? You don't, right? You're okay, right? And you're okay with it, too.
I do all kinds of stuff.
Because, you know, if you do it with the... You know they have testosterone that rolls on like deodorant now? Did you? Yeah. You put it on like deodorant.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's really good. Some guys are using it differently, and it's... Yeah. Okay, look. Here's the deal. What's with that phrase now? Where did that come? Now I'm saying here's the deal all the time. I don't ever want to have like one thing. I always wish I had something to say. Like I'm always, I wish I had something in my voice. Like I always hear when I hear Henry Miller talk and he goes, and he says, that's the way it is, don't you know? I don't have a don't you know or a hey now. Why hey now? Is that
hey
a
now?
Yeah, or like all the Canadians, you know?
Or the Fonz.
Hey. Did he say that while he was talking too? Because I didn't see enough episodes. That was just a hello or goodbye.
It was like every now and then, yeah.
And now he goes, hey, reverse your mortgage, right? Anyway, okay, let's move on. Because, you okay? Okay, you want some more? Because there's more here. No, really good. You know, and let me tell you something more. It's been a long time since I talked about this because we all have replenish our precious bodily fluids. And there was a time when I would be walking on the street and somebody who did listen to the show would go, hey, Frank, hey, you're replenishing your precious bodily fluids? They would actually say that to me. And I would go, even as we speak, I am. And one of the things, and I always wanted to talk about sponsors, and I always wanted these suckers, these weasels, these dirty, no good, rotten people who make this great Canadian liquor called Yukon Jack. I always wanted them to eventually, more people know about this drink because of the show than any advertisement they've done, right? Have they ever called me and said, Frank, let us pay the electric bill this month, okay? Just let's do something. Let us do something for you. For spreading the name of UConn Jack, nothing. Not a thing. And yet I can't say anything bad because it's a great liqueur. Is it a liqueur or a liquor? It's 100 proof, 50% alcohol by volume. How could it be 100 proof and 50% alcohol? Isn't that 100 proof?
By volume?
Yeah.
It's very loud.
I got to get a laugh track. I got to get the laugh track back. You want me to get that?
Yeah, can you bring that in here?
Imported from Canada. This is a wonderful, and it makes great drinks like a snake bite and a snake bite and a jackhammer. And, of course, the Surgeon General says women should not drink alcohol beverage during pregnancy. But this one is okay. No, it doesn't say that on the back. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into trouble. I can't get into trouble. There's no way I can get into trouble. This is alternative broadcasting. But I love this stuff. I love the label and everything like that. Never called, and that's what I had. One bottle left. Oh my good, my old songwriting partner was here. He was so kind. He came by, brought me. He knows I like this stuff. He listened to the show. Brings me a case of this stuff. Right? Huh? It's gone. That was years ago. He never came back. No, he'll be back. Not on this show.
Which one's that? Back.
Jim Chiquitas, who's many of his songs
who steals. Song credits from Vince.
Yeah, he's the guy who's, yeah, he's the many song credits of on the documentary. Tell everyone right now, do a little spot here before I go. I haven't even gotten to the topic yet, and it's all because of you guys. We're keeping the audience on the edge of its seat. And I must say that many people bring their phones to the bathroom, and we know which seat they're listening. Why don't you tell them a little bit about where they could get the documentary, if they can get the documentary, and why on earth they should buy this piece of crap?
Your guess is as good as mine.
It'll blow your mind, man. Go ahead. Tell them.
Okay. Well, you can get it at currently, if you're in the area, you can get a copy from myself or some local shops are selling it, including Comics and Paperbacks Plus in Palmyra, Pennsylvania.
So. You're going to have to wait online at that store. Probably the line's probably out the door and up the block.
So you probably get it from me before you go to the store. Yeah, because
I go to the store. If you go to the store, tell them Jeremy sent you. Like they're gonna, like who else would send them?
Yeah.
Right, not me. How much is a comic book? Anyway, go in there and buy a new comic book.
A comic book? Well, it varies from anywhere from about $2 to $5.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
So that's some of the many places you can get it if you're in the area near Palmyra.
You said one place or two places? You went there too?
There's two. And the comic book shop.
I thought you said there was another public place you could get.
Not yet, but we're working on that. Okay, and then if you're somewhere else, which I've already gotten several emails about people from far off lands who want a copy, so you just have to simply email winstonsimmonsproductions@gmail.com, winston. SIMMONS Productions, that's all one word, @gmail.com, and let me know that you want a copy, give me your address, and we'll work on getting that to you ASAP. I've already sent a few out in the mail to people who want copies.
I saw a great little documentary today, I might add, about Randy Newman. It was done by some British guy who works for WOW or something. It was wonderful. It's a half-hour documentary.
Wow.
It was very good because Randy has very much, he has the same kind of thing going on with me, other than the fact that he's made his living writing songs, and he won an Oscar eventually, you know. But he's not a popular guy. But he doesn't sell a lot of records, and he grew up in a Hollywood family, so he's not a kid who, you know, lived on the streets or anything like that. And yet he's a
different,
same. And he's one of America's greatest living songwriters, and now makes money, actually, and won his Oscar because he did music and songs for Disney animated movies.
Oh.
You know, his good stuff doesn't sell very well. And it really plays to a lot of the themes that are in Jeremy's documentary, how as long as you're doing what you're doing, although he does look like he feels bad about it. And I just want to say, Randy, if you're out there, And I know a lot of people, because we know, because you know Van Dyke, and Van Dyke knows me, and he's been on the show. If you want to be on the show, we could tell you why you should not cry for an Oscar on your shelf, okay? For those of us out there who have been working and doing what we love because we love to do it. No, it's great. It was a good doc.
I'd like to check it out. Yeah,
yeah, look, go to YouTube where you go for just about anything. And this, put in Randy Newman documentary, or WOW, or I don't know what. I have no idea. And why was there an English guy doing WOW? Maybe he wasn't English. Maybe he's Australian. Do you know the difference? Because I don't. I hear a mate and a thing and a... You can hear it? You can hear it?
Yeah.
You can hear it?
In
you
dialect.
Can hear it? Everybody can hear it. Raise your hands.
I don't know that I'd be...
He can hear it.
But I don't know that I would be able to...
You don't know if you can do it. Okay.
I don't think I can.
No, you don't want to do it. You know, if we knew you were coming, we didn't know you were coming, we'd have gotten
you
a mic.
If you knew I was coming...
You could use why don't you use his other mic? Why don't you use his mic there?
The faulty mic.
Let's talk about what we're
going to... So basically...
What? Oh, yeah, the document... Go ahead. Finish. Well, yeah, it's a long commercial.
I was just going to say that the reason you should pick this up is... I've said it before, and
I'm not making a dime on this, folks. So don't think I'm doing this because I'm trying. You know what to do.
Nobody's
when it comes
making
to me.
A dime on this.
You go and buy the books at Blurb. You buy them at Lulu. You buy them at Amazon. But don't think I'm making any money off of this stuff. And you could tell because look at what I wear.
He's essentially wearing what he's wearing now.
I didn't put on one.
You didn't put on one piece of clothing. You're completely naked in the whole documentary.
I look like I'm living in the back of some trailer, don't I? I'm interviewed.
I went to.
This happens to be a big house. Go ahead, say what you're going to say and get this over.
This happens to be a big house. Okay.
Fit you lugs.
I was going to say, I think I said this before, but if you're listening to the show, you're obviously a fan of Frank and his musings and his talkings. And so on and so forth. So that's the biggest reason you should get the DVD and watch it and enjoy it. But furthermore, basically, if you ever had some kind of goal or thing as you were growing up that you wanted to achieve, and then too many things got in your way and you gave up on it or whatever, or you settled with something that was easier to achieve than your original goal, that's why you should pick up this documentary and watch it, because it's all about... having a goal and achieving it and not letting anything get in your way doing so.
I will say this one thing, though. If you like expensive shoes, don't do what you want to do in life because you may never afford it, you know? Remember, the greatest part in the original producers is Zero Mostel, who was playing Max Bialystock, who was once the king of Broadway producers. And he's talking to Gene Wilder, and he's telling him, I used to be Max Bialystock, king of Broadway, and I'm now, look, I'm wearing a cardboard belt. Max Bialystock is wearing a cardboard belt. And that just goes to show you, you do what you do. If you want to do what you do, you got to be happy with what you get done. I think, hey, there's a phrase. Maybe we'll use that now to sell it. Maybe
that's
not.
That's what I said.
Is that what you said? Because I thought I heard it somewhere.
It's in there.
Yeah. There's nothing about cardboard belts, though, in it. But if you want to wear very expensive shoes, you may not be able to. But you'll be happier. What am I saying? I'm happy?
You're happy. And you don't even wear a cardboard belt?
No, I'm not happy. I am completely at peace with my misery. There's a difference. really, seriously, buy it and take look. Whatever you get from it is what you get from it. If you finish that, and one way or another, watch it or watch the whole thing or watch pieces of it. Sit back and go, God damn! I could have used that money to do something. I hate this guy. It's all right. See, and that'll be part of the theme too. Because I don't care if you like me, you don't like me. As long as I don't care.
Basically, the documentary is to show
but
how
there is
Frank
no
is a
money back guarantee. We must say that. If you hate me. No, really, it's a testament to, really is a testament to not just whatever the themes Jeremy has manifest from talking to me and friends and people. It's also, is a testament to Jeremy, who's put together his first documentary, which is and one day, believe me, you could take this to the bank, friends. Which was an old remember that guy? What was that guy? Robert Blake. You can take that to the bank. Remember that? You can take that.
Man,
he got that.
Take this to the bank.
He got that from somewhere else. used to eat at Vitello's. That's where they say he shot his wife. I used to eat there all the time at Vitello's on the Valley. In Sher- I think it was near Sherman Oaks. I loved to get the aglio olio there. All the time. I was there every once a week. I wasn't there when he shot his wife. And I didn't shoot his wife. For those who are now saying, hey, we didn't talk to that guy. We let him go. We didn't talk to that guy. You were in the back. I don't know if I was there that night. I have no idea. I don't think I was there that night. No, I was probably gone from California because I've been gone from California for some about 30 years now, right?
Yeah.
No, not 30 years. Seems like every day seems like a year. Gotta love that place. Anyway, what was I talking about?
You're
I was saying
I
could always go back to whatever. You could take it to the bank that Jeremy has done a great job, and I don't want to say I'm surprised, but because I was, but you know, as I watched the finished product, or pieces of it, or what I saw of it, I said, man, because this is amazing how he's put this stuff together, and so I think that you're being supporting. The independent arts and stuff, and that's you could take this to the bank. You could take to the bank that when Jeremy is no longer a regular host of this show, because he won't be living here, he'll be out there in California, out there in golden drought land. Although you heard the other rains, there was a lot of rains this weekend, huh? A lot of rain over there. Yeah. Jeremy's going to be all right. There's going to be a day, and you mark my words on this, when I Skype or email him and say, hey, Jeremy, remember you want to be on the show maybe one of these days? And I get an email back. It's going to say, well, Frank, you know, we're off to Switzerland for that movie with that film, and I got a lot of things going over the next 5 years, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to be on.
And I'm using the documentary DVDs to light my fireplace.
Yes. And everybody who comes over in my $3 million house, which I bought from, which is rests in the back of Sylvester Stallone's old estate, I use them as coasters. Remember those DVDs? They're coasters. People come in with their drinks and they put it right on the table, and then they say, like, what was this, a DVD? It's like, you know, I'm going to start using my DVDs like that too. Yes, and now he's selling them as coaster sets. People don't even put them into them. They buy them.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what they do. They buy them.
Yeah, we're going to start selling them that way. If you don't want to watch the documentary, then just use the disc.
I've told everybody we were going to drop a bomb on them about them and their internet. And here it is almost 10 o'clock, and we haven't talked one word about
this.
Wait
a minute.
There's something going on here that is very important. I'm going to talk about something. And we do have time, but we are going to take a break. Let's do the
break now.
Well, yeah, let's do the break now, then we'll talk.
That's good.
You got to go to the bathroom too? Yeah. Everybody's going to chance to go to the bathroom. I'm going to move this microphone up there, and then it'll just come.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for proving that after all these years of, wait a second, wait, it might be Dr.
Waldar.
It might be Dr. Waldar. No, it's not. It's someone, it's Mr. Chester. Mr. Chester, please.
Listen, I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
The documentary, wow, you can only get it now, either if you're in the area or via the email address.
I think what he's going to say is don't expect to go into Walmart in like 3 months and see it in a $5 bin. It's not going to be there.
I went into Walmart and threw a bunch in the $5
Okay, there you go.
Just so people would find them when they're searching.
And the Walmart people don't know what they're selling anyway. So they look at it and they go, that's $5. $5. Give me the $5.
I went into like Kmart and the Target. Anyways.
Kmart, Walmart, and C-Mart. What's the other? Costco. You know, I always thought like they should all get together. It could be Costco with a K. If Kmart and Costco merge, it could be Cosmart.
Cosmart,
or it could be Wall K and K Quartmart.
What about Wall
Quartmart? Tell them we gotta move.
Okay,
on.
Listen. You can get it. Okay, so even though now you can only get it at those places I listed earlier, soon we're gonna have a website up and running, and it may even be on Amazon and other online purchasing sites. Such as that, for only
here's one.
three easy payments of $19.95.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that joke. It's okay.
And one complicated payment.
That was easy.
See, it's very good to do it. Like that's all like old time radio. That's old school.
Act now. One of the shirts that Frank wore in the documentary.
Yeah, we could. We'll leave with the shirt. Let's see if this works. We're going to take a little break. Everybody, go to the bathroom or do whatever it is you do. Get yourself some. Do your push ups. Do your pull ups. Get yourself some beverage. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about why. Now listen. This is the teaser. Why do you see the things you see in terms of news, information, and entertainment on your website? Are you seeing the same? You have your own mic. What are you doing over here now? You said you had to go to the bathroom.
I'm putting this with the
Oh, okay. And we're going to tell you something that's very important. You might not know this, but you're being fed. You're being fed information, news, and entertainment. And it's something we have to stop. We have to stop it now. We're not going to stop it, but we're going to tell you it's happening, and then you're going to feel different. And we're going to tell you how to screw them up. Remind me to tell, because I know how to screw them up. I've been doing it, and it works. Because they don't know. It's just a freaking, like a spider, a search engine. We're going to tell you how to do that so that you get the most out of your internet, because every internet is your internet. As for now, let's take this little break here, and then we'll come right back. This is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man named the Zorn Title Show, and it's Cotolo Chronicles, Y2K Plus 14. 27th of February. It's all over. February is all over. Going into March. It's still winter wherever you are. I have no idea what's going on. Unless you're in Australia, it's still summer. I wonder if we're going to have a long summer. We're going to have a long winter. Who cares? Here we go. Let's move on now and just get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public Public Service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make like one, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything growing, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the Artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And all was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite!
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer!
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod! Ingenuity, pass it on! From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com!
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Lisa from the Variety Cares for RAD.
We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place. Remember, music lives and you should too.
Our public service message brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next, because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer, and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, gone to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. Swinging, singing, a million sounds you want to hear. It's a landslide every year. Everybody's diving in the smiling voice of radio, the people's choice. East coast, west coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
Is that? What was it? What happened? What was that?
What?
Huh? What a face, huh? Listen to this. This is a great loop.
I don't like it.
This is a great loop, and nobody has... I have challenged everybody. I know. Maybe not, because I know you guys, and maybe I've challenged you. What movie? Is this... this is from a movie, and nobody knows. It's a great loop. Whenever you want to talk over something, you could do this. And I got it over and over again. That's what a loop is, over and over again. I'm not telling either. You're going to find out. Anyway. My name is Frank Cotolo, and the man whose name adorns the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles. And Cotolo is chronicling. I know that's the sound of my holding my mic. See, there you go. I'm holding it and moving it along. And we're here. Mr. Jeremy Long is with us as a co-host, sitting in the balcony tonight. It's a balcony.
I wish.
No, no, you're not sitting in the balcony. What do you mean you wish?
I wish there was a balcony.
Oh, you, and was there people sitting? You were sitting in the balcony. No.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Well, we could call that the balcony out there. Just go in the back in the dark there and look through. Hi, how are you, everybody?
The, 20 degree balcony.
That the Today Show on NBC, I think they still do it. You could, they do it, and you could see people walking in. Now, Wolf and I used to do a show in the, God, I gotta forget the name of that hotel. It's the Grand Ole Opry Hotel, the one there in Nashville, the very big hotel there. And they built us a studio on the ground floor because it's in the mall, and people used to come by. You know, we used to do the show, and people used to come by and watch us. And they, when they opened the curtains, they didn't open the curtains. We hear, "Hey, who's in there?" Oh, there's the Nationals. Hi, who's in there? Hey, who's in there? Anyway. Can't believe it. I can't believe I forgot the name of that hotel. Who wants to? Everybody looks these things up now. You know, it's absolutely amazing. You can't say anything anymore that you can't find an answer in 30, 40 seconds now because of your internet. And this is why, you know, if you got a smartphone or if you happen to buy your computer, just look it up. And people don't have to go to the library. You know, there's no reason for people to be like just butt-ass stupid anymore because everything they can look up immediately. They should not have to ask questions. And they shouldn't be able to just sit back in their chair and go, "Well, look what up later. Can we have another bag of chips?" You know, they should be looking it up and finding it out and feeding your brain and your knowledges and everything. But here's the problem they're having. I make jokes a lot about, I say, like, you know, your internet. I'm always saying, "Hey, well, look it up on your internet," as if it's a different internet. You know, we're all looking, and I didn't know this till recently, and I think we should all know this. If you have a homepage like Yahoo or Google or Googoo or Yahoo or whatever you got there, or whatever, who uses regular...
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Do they still have Ask Jeeves?
No.
Ask. It's ask.com now. Yeah. You got these, you know, home pages, and on these home pages that used to just be search engines, there's news. There's all sorts of stuff. Whatever the case may be, when you have that, when you go there, even if you, it's not your home page, when you go there, the news that you see, the news feed, and they have a bunch of different categories, sports, whatever, all that stuff, is, believe it or not, it's tailored to exactly what you have proven to look at on the internet because you clicked it. And the easiest way to do this is go, if you go to YouTube, anybody, go to YouTube, don't go right now. Or if you want to go now, that's fine. Just don't use the same browser. Otherwise, don't go, you know, open up a new, that's it. If you go to YouTube and just key in something. You like how I did that? That's the keying in of something. And you key in something, you play something, and then when you finish playing it, or when you go to that page, you go back to the, say, YouTube, go back to the home page. And you're going to see on there, it's going to say recommended videos. And they're going to be related to what you just asked to hear, or see and hear. As the case may be, you can't feel it. It's got two senses, hearing and seeing. You don't smell it, you don't taste it, you just see it here. Which means that, and that's the easiest example, okay, of micro-targeting. I like to call it MT. Which I don't want to confuse you and call it MT, because then you're going to think it's 2 hours earlier, because that would be Mountain Time, or EMT, you know, MT. Let's not call it MT. Micro-targeting. Now, what Yahoo does is the same thing. And I don't know how, this is like so amazing to me. It's as amazing as the fact that you'd be listening live right now because I'm in a computer. I still don't get how all this works or how it happens or why it happens. It's still fascinating to me. I'm surrounded by man, that's not fascinating to me. Oh, I mean, not exciting either. But I am here surrounded by men, and they, and you're the only one doesn't have a phone out there, and I don't have a phone. But Jeremy and Raul, of course, Raul has to have a phone because if he has to get extra artillery or something happens and he has to protect me, he immediately has to call the authorities. Or backup. We call backup, right? Backup! Jesus. Celebrity down! Celebrity down! Backup! And then they'd go, who is it? Fracatello! Not celebrity. Forget it. You can't use that for me.
Who was it? Fracatello. Who?
Who? Yeah, right. Who? Who? Yahoo. If you use Yahoo, wherever you go, you click. And based on you, individually, as a user, did we all catch that? I'm not going to say anything. That's why I'm glad we're not on television. They wanted me to do this with the cam. I just think that's absurd. This is not TV. And who wanted to see me talking? That's ridiculous. You want to see something interesting, you go to, what is it, Assorama. And then what is that called, that place where you go? That guy is, what is that, Chat-O-Rama? Chat?
Oh, the, Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette. You go there and then you go, you just show your ass.
That's not...
You know, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be a bunch of guys showing their asses. But it just goes to show you, you know?
They don't show their asses.
They don't show their... Oh, no, they show they show the other sides of their bodies. And let's not visit that particular address.
And if you do, open up a new tab.
Open up a new tab if you're doing that while you do it. But you know, if you did go there, Yahoo would pick that up. You go there through Yahoo. Yahoo would pick that up if you clicked it. And they would probably, what you would find are things related to that that are in the news, things that are related in sports. This also goes for pornography because it will. It will. It will connect. I'm getting an in-joke going here, friends. I didn't know this was going to be such a boring topic, my friends. I really thought I was dropping a bomb here.
I am riveted.
I really thought I was seeing people going to go, what? I'm seeing what? Yes, you're seeing what? Now, but here's the date. Now, look. There's also this thing coming out called Paper from Facebook. Have you heard about Facebook Paper?
I heard of it.
What do you know about Facebook?
I don't know much about it.
It's the same thing. And Facebook does the same thing. When it comes to ads and it comes to various, you know, people pay on Facebook in order to go see things. There's advertisements or people can promote whatever they're promoting on there. And then it goes to various people who have already shown interest. Okay, so it's like a mailing list. And you know, in the old days, you used to buy a mailing list. These people read about, you start a magazine about fixing cars. Why you do that, I don't know, but some people did that. And then we say, here's a list of people who want to read about fixing cars. And so that list would be, you'd be put on that list, and then they would send you information about it. But now this is done, but it's micro-marketing. You see, this is done at a level that was not done with mailing things, because this covers so many different things. Why? Because people look for so many different things. And whatever you look to find on the internet, whatever you search to find on the internet, they're going to know that's what you found and looked to see and saw. And then they're going to send you stuff. I don't know about dropping cookies and stuff. That's a whole other story. That's been going on for ages. But micro-targeting is happening now, and it's happening really extensively. And this paper thing is a newspaper, a digital newspaper, that will have news stories and information on it based on what you have looked and searched and found and read on your internet. You hear that? You don't hear that? Oh, that's you. What is that? What are we going? Are we submerging now? Is that? Dive! 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 What is that?
That loud?
Oh, it's loud. It's okay. Let's okay. We'll just leave it on. Make believe it's your stomach. It's his stomach. Yeah.
He
had an entire pizza tonight. Okay. Here's the deal. There I go again. Ooh, huh? Yeah. It sounds like there's a robot in here. That's a robot. We're all doing our own micro targeting. I wonder if people go and look for us, if you get particular news or stuff based on alternative radio or what the topic might be or what have you. But this is what's happening. And this paper thing that Facebook is going to be sending you for nothing, this newspaper oriented file, what is it doing? Why is it making that noise, Carson? Why is it doing that?
Burning Frank DVDs.
Oh, you're burning Frank DVDs as you go along.
As in, we are currently making the documentary as we speak.
Wow, you would think that in this high technology. Well, anyway, okay. So it doesn't matter. I can work over that. Here's the deal.
I don't know if it's still
loud. I'm just gonna stop saying that. I hate it.
I don't have headphones.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, I'm moving it over here.
Your internet is giving you what you already look for, what you do, and this paper, that was into my paper, from what I know of it, okay, you're going to be getting this, you get it for nothing, and what is, why? It's going to be strewn with some kind of ads or something, because that's how they're getting the advertisement all around. They're going to, but your particular thing, and they're doing this on Twitter too. Now, you know, I get every day, I get emails and stuff from Twitter about how to promote and get people to know whatever it is I have. They know what I have. Nothing. I have nothing. You know, I use Twitter for various work things that I do as a social networking. And I do it for just nonsense. I tell jokes and we've got Daily Meds. Anybody go to @DailyMeds? You should join up. @DailyMeds. That's with a Z. And then read that once a day when it comes out, and then forget about it, or read it, or tell a friend, or, you know, whatever about it. It doesn't matter.
Talk about it.
Do whatever it is, and then you won't get. But you know, you're going to get. You know, actually, the answer revolts. Daily Meds is a revolt because I'm really sick to living death of all the people who just send out positive stuff. And I love William Green. It's not his name, William Parsley. His name's not Parsley, it's Paisley. William Paisley's my friend. He's been on this show twice. And the Pocket Guru. And I think it's okay and stuff like that. But I just absolutely deplore. Can I use deplore instead of hate? Would you like that?
Use it.
Okay, I deplore the sunshine up your ass create machine, the machine that goes, you know, I just hate all that crap, because I don't come from that angle or whatever. You don't believe any of that crap anymore. I don't believe anything. So don't even ask me. Here's what I'm saying now. You see, here's what I'm saying. I said, instead of here's the deal. Here's what I'm saying now. You're going to get this thing paper and then, you know, it's stuff. And now think about this. Here's what it's doing. When it gives you things that you like, okay? I wrote this down. Actually, I wrote this down because Dr. Fabianic told me to write this down because it was a great phrase and it had to do with this. This micro-targeting, here's what it does. It gives people confirmation of opinions they already have about things.
Hey, man,
I blow your mind or what? Think about that. It's giving you, it's confirming what your opinion. Now, this is why, you know, when I did this show with John Matthews, a series of conservative shows about conservative radio and conservatism as a product. And we did this show, and it was true. It was like, well, people are generated towards things that they feel already. So it's like, listen to this example. If you're a Ku Klux Klanman, right? I mean, I don't know. It's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
If you're a Ku Klux Klanman, right?
Which there are many.
Yeah. You're not sitting at home watching reruns of the Jeffersons on TV. You're not doing that, okay? You're going to the websites and things and stuff that are confirming your opinions, your policies, your politics, your thoughts, your beliefs. And when you only do, so what they're going to be doing is sending you stuff about stuff you do and have an opinion already, which means they're confirming, they're giving, putting wood on your fire. So you don't have a chance of change. They don't even, you're not going to change. You're just a piece of bone, flesh on bone piece of crap who knows. And they think you, here's what you like. This, that, and this. And that's what we're going to send you. These are men and be women who have created the greatest technological machine the world has ever seen. And what are they doing? They're sending you,
people who hate Obama. We're going to send you all the hate Obama move news and move.
I saw something on that. I am rarely, and I'm not going to mention the name of the person. But I was like, I'm not offended by anything. But here's what offends me most: people who don't people say things that don't haven't earned the right to say them. That, okay. And when it comes to comedy, I think that if you're going to say something, we've talked about comedy, you know, in volumes on this show, with comedians, without comedians, and certainly without humor, as we do
every night.
But seriously, and not seriously, this bothered me, and I'm going to mention this. Because I don't want people have may have seen it. There is a photo of an old Little Rascals. Remember the Little Rascals from way back? The Max Roach, old Little Rascals.
Yeah.
And there was a guy named. There was a real big fat kid, Porky, I think his name was, or it was something like that. Pork flesh or fat fought or whatever. I don't know. His name was something really. No, not then. It was just something, you know, it was just a big fat kid. And that was supposed to be funny. And there was this, and there were a bunch of black people. And over the course of the Little Rascals, you remember Eddie Murphy doing Buckwheat on Saturday Night Live, right? Mm-hmm, because there was a Buckwheat. And there was this one called Farina. Farina, this black kid, very early on, Farina. And they had a picture of Farina sitting next to this big fat kid known as Porky or Pork Face or whatever. It was one of those names, okay? And it was a clip, not a clip, it was a still photograph, okay, there. And the photograph was on there, on this person, okay? And it said, apparently, Obama and Chris Christie knew each other as children. And you know, let me tell you something about funny, because I think almost anything's funny. And in a certain respect, there's something funny about that. Okay, oh, sure. We know, we see it. But here's what really bothered me, and I wrote it down. I very rarely write and comment on people doing this kind of stuff, okay? And now I know, what am I going to get now from Facebook? What is that person going to get from Facebook posting that and writing and having these comments? I don't know if anyone responded. But I said, here's the fact that here's what really bothered me of it being being terrible. Because the person who posted this was a regular person. The person who posted this doesn't know anything about humor. A person who posted this is not a comedian. So a person posts that. What they're doing is they're imprinting a certain opinion they have by using something mocking like that. They're not doing it as a joke. They're doing what it does. And I wrote this. I said, this as funny as it could be to anybody, the fact that you would put this here reflects an opinion you have that transcends the humor of this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, as you know, if you're not a comedian, and in other words, it's different. If you're a comedian, you're getting up and doing like Robin Williams did in the beginning of the show was doing stand up and talking about whatever. You could talk about presidents, you could talk about black people. God, for God's sake, if you watch the Chappelle show, you are just on the floor laughing at how a black person just, you know, makes fun of white people and black people and how they live and who they are and their characters. That's terrific. And he's earned the right to do that. And it's a fantastic show, and you can't call him racial either way, okay? But, you know, but that's what he does, and that's what he's paid to do. And he's a comedian. He understands humor. He's not some housewife sitting going, "Hey, look at this old black guy and a big fat guy. Doesn't that remind you of Obama and it ended Christie?" It's like, and then telling everyone. And then I want to share this with you. Why? Because I'm the idiot. You? I'm not an idiot. Because I'm an idiot like that. I'm a different kind of idiot. I'm not that kind of idiot. You know, and if I was going to make a joke that had something to do with something, first of all, I wouldn't post it as if it's like we all going to laugh at this. Oh, isn't this funny? Hey, how about this? I got some pictures of the people from Auschwitz. I'm going to put it on Facebook. All those bodies piled up. Isn't that great? I'm going to put that there and I'm going to say, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. It's absurd. You want to get that picture and show it to your next door neighbor? You know, who wears a white hood at night, that's fine. I don't care. But just, you know, whatever you want to do. You know, it's like, but I think that doing that, and that's one of the things, it's okay, it's the internet and what have you. But what I see about the personalities of people based on what they post, okay, especially on Facebook. You know, the joke now is Facebook. I don't go to Facebook anymore because I really don't care what people are eating. Because everybody goes on time for lunch. Yeah, get up a sandwich. So we don't care what you eat. We don't care when you get up. We don't care. You know, you shouldn't. And if you're friends with someone and what have you, and want to share that or whatever, that's okay. And, you know, and it's all okay in a way. But the point is, this, like, you, what are you actually doing here? How much of yourself are you revealing? From the beginning, I used social networking when it was the Yahoo clubs, way before there was Facebook, when MySpace started and everything like that. I dare you to believe anything I have on any of that stuff. Some of it's true, some of it's not true. It's how I roll. There's another one. It's how I roll and what I do. I'm a character. I'm a person. And I don't necessarily want you to know every stinking thing I think or believe or don't believe or what have. And if you listen to this show, you know it goes the same way. That's the way it might be. But That really disturbed me. Now, the people who are going to be doing this kind of stuff are going to be getting, I wonder how much stuff Google is going to, or Facebook, how much is going to be filtered when they actually give you that stuff. But this is the danger. The danger is that people who believe and think in one, and do one thing, and that's it. That's all they're ever going to be handed. They're never going to get a chance to look at something else or to change their minds, which, by the way, happens to be what human beings do, and it's okay, or what have you. No, they're going to sit there and go, how can a person, and I don't understand this, but I know these people always existed because I grew up with them, and they just didn't have Facebook, and they stood outside on their porches and pontificated their political, spewed all their crap like we cared or what have you. But I don't know, how can people sit at home? I don't know what age you might be. How could you sit at home and just look for these gifts and these little, I don't know what they're called anymore, these little, you know, pictures and photographs or Photoshop things, and put them up there. And what are you doing? I mean, even if you're saying, like, I love Republicans, who cares? I mean, what are you doing? What are you actually doing? Well, what you're doing now is you're setting yourself up for being, for getting information on stuff that you'll buy and in other websites you want to go that tell you, this is what you believe? Well, then it's fine. Here's some more stuff about what you believe. So long, we'll see you later. And no, whatever they do, it doesn't matter. And this is what's really amazing. They're giving you people confirmation of what they already feel is their opinion. Opinion should change. Opinion should be, this is dangerous stuff. Okay, and I want to say this because I told you this from the very beginning. If you were here, and I know a lot of you weren't here, and it might be going on 20 years or 20-something years ago, but when there wasn't a Facebook and a thing and a what have you, and there was only one station doing live radio over the internet, and nobody wanted to listen, and no products were cared about, nobody cared about market targeting or anything at all, and they all thought we were just a bunch of kids playing radio. Okay, but we were doing this and pioneering alternative radio. Okay, back when they didn't know. Now they've kind of told you they're going to come in, and the best we can hope for is that they join with us and that we merge. You know, but I don't trust that. No, you don't trust that anymore because they've taken over. They've completely taken over, and now now this is what's happening. And in terms of. And, you know, look what they did. You know, they ruined MySpace. I talked about this earlier. You know, the News Corp. Fox and what's his name? I can't always forget his name.
Murdoch.
Yeah, Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch. They bought Facebook. And I love those two guys who created that, made all those millions, and they ran away to some villa somewhere in Northern California where they sit with sangria and dancing Spanish girls. I love it, you know. While the Fox News completely ruined it. All those millions for nothing because they wanted to just ruin it. And Facebook, of course, is a phenomenon. Everybody left MySpace, went over to Facebook. And then a lot of people, when older people went over to Facebook, left. Now they're going over to Tumblr, and there's another couple of places. This stuff is, all I'm saying is that you're in control. Don't let them do the things they're doing. You're in control. You want to screw them up? Then go click things you'd never care about. Go to places you'd never think of going again. Confuse the living daylights out of them. So then they start sending you things about Phillips head screwdrivers. Who cares about Phillips head screwdrivers? You know?
Batteries.
You know, yeah, yeah. And I'm not worried, and I don't worry, and I'll never worry about anybody knowing that I see a porn site or anything like that. Or that I go to here or go to there. I don't give, and I said this from the beginning, I don't give a rat's ass, and I don't know what's happening. Oh, there's Dr. Walwall. I think we've got someone sending in something right now. Let's see. No, heard, it's not him. Anyway,
he heard you say porn site.
I know. He's like, this is the result. This is, and this is what I mean. What's happening with micro targeting, and it's happening to you. And if you want, if you don't believe me, check what you get on the information. Make a little list. Write down the news items that you get on your Yahoo or Google, wherever you go, and then check a friend of yours who might be doing the same thing. Say, oh, look at this. I have different news feed. I don't have a news feed that conflicts with anything I think or believe. I don't do that because that's what they think I want. And we're just these drones walking around. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. Look, that's the way Madison Avenue always worked anyway. Okay, they did, you know, the least common denominator. They sold orange juice like that back in the old days when they fooled everybody into thinking cigarettes were great. You know, have an oasis, most refreshing cigarette. They even had commercials that said cigarettes are good for you. You know, they actually did that. They did everything they possibly could. If you ever saw the movie, please, No Smoke. Thank You for Smoking. Wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Wonderful movie about the cigarette tobacco, just the tobacco industry. And so we all know these things go on, but it's the result of these people taking of these forces, you know. And here's what bothers me too. It's just like the the drain is gurgling. It's just gurgling, that's all. It's the plumbing, my friends. It's the plumbing, yeah. That's, just like the person who put up the picture and made the statement and didn't know they were making the statement. Everybody's going to laugh at what I laugh at, right? All my friends, because they're my friends. You know, I got a varied amount of friends, varied types of friends on Facebook. I don't just like, you know, so like, oh, that guy doesn't think what I think, so the heck with him. I don't even talk like that either when I do it.
That's the dead.
That name is banned now from the show. You know, we're at war with the Dez. Oh, I just said it.
That's twice now.
Yeah. We got more. Yeah, all right. We got water now. What'd he say? He said the other day, Saturday. Yeah, he said, I'm going to be. He actually did an advertisement that I'm going to be on his show. You know. Not that anybody cared, because nobody would go.
Frank is too afraid to come on the dish.
Look, the person who did the thing with the picture of the little rascals, this is very much like the forces of the people who just want to sell things. They're just going to give you what you want, what they think you want. What you should do is defend your individuality. It's always been about that. Remember that Facebook makes a whole bunch of money because you generate the information. You know, if everybody just tomorrow said, everybody on Facebook said, I'm not using it, there'd be no content except for their ads, because it's a content generated, user generated content. That's what it's called, right? User generated content. So they don't have to do anything. It's not like a magazine. Better get a story. Better get a cover. Better get a thing. Better get a boom. We got to put something in here. No. But it's like giving, it's like selling somebody. Let's say I sell you. I'll sell somebody. There was no internet. There's no digital stuff. Right? I would just sell somebody a bound, like a magazine, bound, stapled. It has 50 pages on. There's nothing in it, right? And I just give it out to people. Hey, write your own articles, whatever you want to put on it. It's 50 cents. And I give them the skeleton. Go, hey, write your own articles. Do your own time. Give a page to your friend. Let him write an article. I don't know. Call it what you want to call it. I did have a cover. And it was called Your Magazine, right? Your Magazine. And what's in it? Whatever you want, just write in it. That's like that. That would be user generated content.
Like Facebook should be paying.
Right?
It's
Facebook,
because they're generating their content, they're making money off of it.
Exactly. You know, you could talk into the mic if you get over there, if you want to say something, because we can't totally hear you. But that's, you can, yeah, why don't you do that? Why don't you move around? If anybody else has anything to say about
it. I just said it sounds to me like Facebook should be paying its users, since they're generating the content that they're making money off of.
Zuckerberg's
like the youngest billionaire in the country.
Yeah, I don't. He can make as much money as he wants. I don't really care about that. The point I'm trying to make is that this users are doing it. And if tomorrow all the users sit back and go, you know where that stock would go? 2 days. Everybody goes like, I'm not using Facebook today. 2 days they don't use Facebook. Man, you ain't kidding, man. Zuckerbucker and the whole gang are sitting around going, what are you going to do? Well, wait, they'll be back because they can't live without their Facebook. And now we're going to give them all the information they already know about.
$20 billion, though.
What is it? Good. God bless him. I don't want to take money out of his. I don't care. His. I don't. I'm not trying. I'm. His what?
Even if people didn't.
Now wait. What's wrong with Roe? He doesn't deserve a mic when he's talking. You can't roll over there. You got wheels on your chair.
You mean to repeat that?
You got it. Yes.
Oh, I said. I mean, even if people stopped using his the Facebook for a day or two, he still would have to be worth $20 billion. But I mean, you know, he's probably greedy, so he'd probably be. He'd probably lose out billions and billions of dollars.
Well, you know, when the stock starts getting into trouble, the company's into trouble, and you know that's, and that that would be disconcerting to him. He would, you know, and it would just make a point. I'm not saying do it, but let's do it. I don't care. Just tell me what day you're going to do it. Write to me, fcatola@yahoo.com. When are you going to start? When are you not going to? I'll do it. Let's just shut the damn place down for like two. I don't care.
They do those just things where it's like, don't buy gas.
Who's what?
They sent those things around before where it was like, don't buy gas today. Nobody go get gas.
Yeah. It's tough to form, and I'm not into forming this stuff, and I don't want to start a movement. I don't get the time or the energy, and I really don't care. But for me, I'll do what I do for me, you know. So if I don't, but it's true that if everybody stopped, if half the people stopped, if the whole darn population split in half, they'd have a problem. Where is everybody today? Up there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to make the point. There's no content unless you put the content into it. And now they're going to serve you content. They're going to feed you content of stuff they know you like because that's what you look for on the internet. So you're never going to have a chance to get... They're not going to give you anything diverse. They're not going to show you, say, hey, how would you like this? They're going to have to hear from your friends. And if you're not the kind of person that don't have friends who have some kind of diversity, then you're just living in a wall of shells or a shell of walls or a hall of nothing and a house of bricks and a house of paper. And people who live in houses of paper shouldn't buy pens or something. You know what I'm saying? Does everybody understand what I'm talking about?
Well, I get it.
This is what was that, Ro?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I said people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
That's it. People who live in glass houses should dress in the basement. That is exactly what we said. Unless you're not one of these guys. For God's sake, if you have a glass house and you got a decent body, dress upstairs. I don't care. Let's see. Let's look. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you know, I got news for you, Ro. Men, probably, you get hit on by men, don't you? If you go to bars and stuff, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, he's that kind of guy.
A lot.
What?
A lot,
yeah. I know that. That makes sense. Excuse me. My name is Frank Catola, the man whose name is the title of the show. We're going the last 20 minutes now of this Y2K plus 14 chronicling of the show. This is a customization, and you know what customization, this is what it's all been about. With the internet anyway, this customization, individualization. But, you know, in the beginning, it was the battle for the independent, the person who was not connected to the independent. There wasn't something necessarily bad about that because you weren't connected to a corporate structure or anything. You were on your own, and that's where all the musicians came from, the writers. And the internet had this vast feeling of freedom and uniqueness, okay? But that uniqueness has now been has been compressed. It's been compressed into a ball that you play with in a racquetball situation. And that's what you do. Here's my opinion. It goes off that wall onto that wall onto that. It never leaves the room. The ball never leaves the room in the racquetball game, okay? And so this is what happens. And now that what's happened with the digital revolution in terms of... Well, it's destroyed, I hate to use a negative word, but it has. It's destroyed the print, a lot of the newspaper industry. It's destroyed, I mean, this is what's happening. Papers coming out. It's like, you don't buy a newspaper anymore. Now that newspapers are online, but you're not going to go to different newspapers. Instead, I'm going to wait for my papers delivered from Facebook, if that's how you talk. Amen. Amen. You know, whatever. And even the phone industry has turned into... You know,
the phone. Who has home phones?
Yeah, I do. But it's a digital thing, and it's connected to God knows what. It's connected to the whole digital world. Listen, nobody has all, you know, landline. They made it sound, when they said that, because phones went mobile, I got a landline. You know what this, that sounds like? That sounds like it's 1823. You wind it up. Hello, Mabel? Connect me with 423-2323.
They're two different Thank pieces. And Hello?
She, right, and she's there. Thank you, can I call 423-23?
No, and then they had to do the plugs.
Yeah, they put the plugs in, yeah. the connecting the various people to people or what have you. There's a lot of good things about what's going on here, but you see what they're doing to us? That's what they're doing to us. And I don't think it should be done. I think you should screw them up. A lot of you have already, in my particular frame of mind, have done this probably already. Because I do this with everyone, and those people who listen to me know when we broke the story years and years and years ago, we were the ones, and of course, we take credit for this because we did it, but we didn't have the numbers we have now. We didn't have the audience because there was all, you know, it was just different. No, and the people who listened were this various... We still have a very specialized audience, but there was a lot less, and a lot of people didn't know about this particular alternative broadcasting and stuff back then. But when we broke the Nigerian email scam, and we're the ones who broke the news on that, okay, and then later on, whoever it was, CBS One, we've got an official story that we found out because we're professionals, and our states are large. Whatever they did, okay? When we broke that story, we told you what to do, and the thing to do was to react. We're big reactionaries here. We're not into passive. We never sit here aside from reading because we think it's important you read. Lots of times there's a movie now and then. A little passive entertainment is fine, but more times than not, you want to do than not do. You don't want to do. We'd be action. We'd be a person of action. Okay. And what we said was, here's the way you get rid of the Nigerian people. It's by answering them, and answering them outrageously. And that meant as easily as sending them back. We showed people who didn't know how to use emails at the time how to make emails with gigantic letters. Because some people didn't know how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So you get one of these things from, Wandobi Obabi, who's the prince of the man who was president who was shot. And now he has left a great deal of money that we have to bring to the United States. And we can get it there if you send money. And a lot of poor people turned out, lost a lot of money thinking this stuff was true. But we would tell people, here's what you do. React. Don't let them just do it. And get the ones that stick. Okay, the ones that react, and you'll get off the list. And that's what happened. And you got off the list. We even carried through a couple of we had this girl who kept writing to me from some place. She was a prisoner. She was this white girl who was a prisoner in some camp in Africa who wanted me to believe. And we kept writing back and forth. I told her, I'm going to save you. I'm going to send you money. I just went along with the whole thing, made up the most incredible story in the world, and so till finally they just gave up on me. And eventually they got my name. No one was using my real name, always. And eventually I got these. I don't get any. Once in a while I'll get one of these things, and you get them even on Facebook. They're spamming things like, "Hi, my name is Jeanette, and I saw your yeah. I saw your profile, and I just fell in love with the things you say. I want to be married and have three kids and go." It's like, you can't. What? You'll have to react. And I did. I react to the ones I get on Facebook. There are scams and spammers on Facebook. It's not the fault of Facebook. That just happens. People do that, of course. But the Nigerian thing, we told them, and we told people how to get the, and so we had people sending back. They were getting these things. And this happened because they would write to me, and they would, because that's the only, you couldn't even have phones in those days on a radio show like this. They write to me and say, "Hey, listen," they don't write to me anymore. Because we would say, if you don't want to be creative like I used to do, I used to write them stories and things. I used to tell them things I did to their mothers when they weren't looking. Just horrible stuff. I would write back to these scammers, and I would say, "I know you, and I know, okay." Oh, it's horrible stuff, but that's me. Because,
too.
Yeah, I still have a lot. So a friend of mine said, "You should have saved all those. What a book that would have made, But I have a bunch of them anymore. But we told people, you don't want to be that creative, then just get big, horrible, dirty words just like eat my turd. So they would like do that. It was like, teach them how to say that. You know, you tell somebody to say to somebody, you tell them eat my turd, okay, and you won't make an enemy, okay, but you teach them how to say eat my turd in an email with a gigantic bunch of letters, and you got a living, you make a living. I was trying to do the fish thing, but it didn't work, right? Teach a person, you give a person the fish meal, and he'll have a dinner. Teach him how to fish, and he'll drown trying to get him, yeah, whatever. He'll find Godzilla somewhere in the water. And the oxygen will be taken out. Oh, there was a callback, huh? So, and then people were doing that. They were sending back, you know, and they were really using really vile language, too. We read them, and so we were just having a ball with that, just being reactionary. Just to show that you are in command, okay? These people have nothing over you. So you could do the same thing with all of this. This paper stuff, if you get paper and stuff. And I'm sure there's something there, just like on an email list, you can say unsubscribe. I don't want this stuff. I'll go look for my own stuff the way I want to. So don't just take it and say, look at this. People, you know, a lot of people are going to sit back and go, look at this. I get this news thing for nothing now. I went, wow, I got this news thing for nothing. It's got all the news that I like to read. I don't have to go look anymore anywhere else. I just started. Did you hear me, turn?
Huh? It's just gurgling.
I'm drowning.
Just gurgling.
There it goes. Hey, this is Tolo Chronicles here. Now, what does anybody got to say about any of this stuff? Take a break. Jeremy, what do you think about all this stuff? You're a young guy. You use your phone every 2 seconds. You're into all this stuff and everything like that. And then we'll pass the mic around. What do you think about micro-targeting?
I find it fascinating, but also disturbing, and it's actually something I already knew about because I learned about it in one of my classes.
Well, yeah, that's not everybody goes to school.
And I also know,
that
on top of all that, they can look through your webcam even if you don't have it on. Whenever you want to. That's why a lot of people put tape over their webcams on their computer now.
I'm just going to put my webcam. If it's on, I'm going to put it right here. Okay.
Even if you don't have it on and like in use, they wanted to watch you via your webcam on your computer,
wow. So then they could see what you're wearing and decide to sell you sweaters or something?
Maybe.
Steve, you want to burn the world down. What do you think? You're kind of guy walking around with a Caesar haircut and... doing what you do. What do you think about it?
Well, this was an educational program tonight because I was not aware of this. I'm not as computer savvy as the younger generation. I'm not a real big fan. It's just part of what I think is the downfall of the culture. It's a consumer culture, and it's all about trying to market. And you know, it just feeds into this whole ideology of just having to hustle all the time. And I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me.
I think it closes minds, you know? I think it closes minds.
Well, sure
minds,
it does, so because, you know, it's on the one hand, you could say, well, all right, I don't have to search for the news because now I'm getting, you know, all the news of my particular opinion coming right to me. But, you know, how can you broaden your horizons and how can you become an educated individual when you're only seeing one side of a story?
Right. And most people don't really care to see other sides of things.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, you're correct. I think.
In other words, people establish opinions without doing much critical thinking.
Right. It's knee-jerk reactionary and it's not real using intellect. It's more reactionary, and that's what unfortunately we're seeing. It's I think it's the twilight of the culture.
Give us a lowdown on this, Ro.
Now for a little bit more of a pessimistic point of view.
No, it's not a pessimistic point of view. I want what did you say at the beginning of the show?
What do you mean?
What did you say before the theme song went on? You said something.
I want you to move. Slowly.
Yeah, I think that pretty much says it all. Right?
Yep,
so you know, right from the beginning, I mean, that's what Ronald said, and that's what he meant, and that's what we mean here. What are you doing? What are you doing? Clicking here, clicking here, clicking here, clicking there, and doing this stuff. You should not be ruled by your internet. You should rule your internet.
Yep,
see,
that's true.
And so you go where you want to go. You do what you want to do. If the freedom of this, this information superhighway is somehow compromised, then what we've done is we've really messed up, a tremendous avenue of knowledge. And that's what I meant before. Anybody who's sitting back and doesn't know something and hasn't taken the moment or two to look it up because they can. You know, in the old days had excuses. My aunts and uncles wouldn't go to, let's go to the library, Mabel. I didn't have any Mabels, so I'm just saying, Mabel, there's a couple of things I need to know. Let's go to the library and find them out. They didn't do that. They sat around, whatever they heard about, you know, they were.
Oh, thank God I have off work today, right? So I can spend the day at the library.
Yeah. And Mabel didn't. Yeah,
you go, Harry. I'm not feeling.
And these people are only like 30. That's how they sound.
That's how they sound about.
But you know, there's no excuse. They can only communicate with one another and people within their own periphery and what have you. We can. I mean, you know, I have friends. I have a friend. I talk to. He's in China. Hey, it's a teacher in China. When can you do this? I find out amazing things from people who actually live places. I talk to people. I chat with people for my own edification and what have you. I'm always interested in finding out certain things here and there. I don't care about what I think or thought. You know, maybe that's the difference between being liberal and conservative. Maybe the actual idea of being conservative is to keep only a certain amount of things going, and that's it, and just never look beyond. Maybe that's the deal. And that's why they're so, always so threatened by people who look at everything, you know, and don't just because those people who just have, like, I have 10 rules, whether they had like 10 commandments or whatever they are, I have 10 rules, and those are the ones I live by. You get in my way, I swear I'll take your throat out. I swear I'll take your kidney and make it into a pie. That's how they get kidney pie, you know, rip them out of people. I don't, whatever, I'm just doing a character.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, thank you. thank you, that's from my... No, that's okay, that's right, you know... A little movie part. I do a little audition tape I have if you want to hear it. I
put that up on the Facebook.
Yeah, we'll put that up on the Facebook. On the Facebook. I like the Facebook. You'll people, yeah, we'll use it. Don't forget to listen to the Cotolo Chronicles. It's not the Cotolo Chronicles.
Go okay. To the Twitter.
It's Cotolo Chronicles is what I do. It's present tense because that's all we have. There's only now, there's not later. Already what is gone, and there's no future.
Right.
So, you know, so if you want to say, man, that's pessimistic, and then that's fine, because we're all going to die, and that's the end of it. Nobody's going to care about the show. So if you get a time, nobody's going to care about what I said or where I said it, or you either. Nobody's going to care about you. A couple people remember you. I've got a couple of people remember, and that's fine, okay? So whatever you buy on Facebook, just don't let them tell you what you think and what you do. You should just sit and do this. Look at the time. It's just flying out of here, you know? So I don't know what else we could say about this other than the fact that you should know. And I hope you know that. Take this with you. I don't care what you do with it. Forget about it. Go to sleep and don't even think about it.
Write it down and talk about it.
Write it down. Don't talk about it. Tell your friends. Check with your friends. Don't check with your friends. Listen to the show. Never listen to the show again. Hate me. Buy a documentary. Don't buy a documentary. Go to website. Go to Facebook where I am, Frank Cotolo. Go get one. Make me a friend and then say, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I let you. I don't care. It's free. It's free. You know, I hate you. You stink. I heard your show. You're tyro. I don't care. Tell me I'm great. Tell me I'm horrible. It doesn't matter at all to me. See, this is exactly...
I don't care if you ever listen. Bye.
But you know, they're not going to get me. And now that I know this is going on, this that I had written down, one piece of the whole show, 2 hours. I even have less of this. You know, people, you know, I get hired. Groups hire me, and I go to talk for an hour or two. I have, like, sometimes I have, like, less than this. Just talk. Yeah. What are you going to talk about? You know, anybody who out there, anybody, I want to let you know this, because I could talk about anything. If there are any groups out there of people, I'll work a lot cheaper than a lot of people might work unless I have to travel a long way. Whatever the topic is, I'll talk about it. Doesn't matter. Just tell me. Because if you call me up and you ask to hire me, and I'm on a couple of places, and this is what they call me,
hey, can you talk about the health of gums in America today?
I go, absolutely. I went 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. I'll talk about gums in America. Uh-huh. I'll do it. I can do it. I will do it. And I don't care what you think about it, okay? And I don't care if you send me anything, paper or schmaper or Bill Zickowitz. What's his name? Connie Zickamatz? Zantrosko? What's his name? The guy runs...
Mark Zuckerberg.
That's how they all... It's like a machine. Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't want to make fun of him. He's $1 billion, you know. He's, but you know, he doesn't even.
He'll hire a hitman.
Yeah, all he has to
really
do
is need Raul then.
Look, you know, no, you wouldn't hire a hitman. He just, you know, why don't you pay my electric bill, and then you could be. But I'll say Facebook. I've given enough. Gosh damn it! Haven't I given them enough? You know, from the beginning, before people were going to Facebook, I was going. Hey, I went to this new place because. Colleen or whatever her name was or whatever, this girl I knew, that she said over MySpace, she said, you better go over to Facebook. It's a good place. I went over there. Some next thing I know, 50 billion people are there. And it's, you know, now that nobody's at my, then you go to MySpace and the thing comes up and goes, we've detected viruses. Viruses attacked MySpace. The minute News Corp bought it, they tried to do advertisements. You went there, we have detected, and then they had to go and do that. And then I got, it's terrible. It's terrible. And, you know, it's terrible, but you can do what, you know, you could still do what you want here. And that's the idea. I keep the spirit of this internet, informational, that's a pancakes.
You know,
the skydivers go, they go to IHOP, the International House of Parachutes. How about that? You know, always open.
Yeah. Oh.
You can use that in your act. You can use that. Go ahead. I write material for him. You want material? Write to me. Frank Cotolo, fcotolo@yahoo.com.
Write to me.
I'll do anything. Not anything. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but you could go get me on Facebook or Twitter at Frank Cotolo. Jeremy, you're at Twitter at what? Are you again? Jeremy Long, Dr. Jeremy Long?
No. Jeremy Long.
You're Jeremy.
MD, the Doctor of Comedy.
The Doctor of Comedy. You know, it's funny you should say that, because there was a point when they called me. It's just funny. They said, oh, you're a comedy doctor, because you're always on call. Mm-hmm. When you write jokes for somebody, you're always on call. And I did. I used to get calls like in the middle of the night, because something came up and I had to stop sleeping and get to the airport quick, because we had to take a flight to Dallas and go to flight to Dallas and go, where are we going? And, you know, it's like, we're going to open a mall for a mall that's run by dentists, so we need a lot of dentist jokes. And I have to sit in the car, I sit in the plane, I have no sleep at all, and I'm writing dentist jokes, you know. I said, well, you know, you want to. And then try and got to tell the jokes. That's a, you can use a comedy doctor. Call them at any time. Or, you know, people used to die. But, you know, when you write for a celebrity who's a, you know, people, when people die in that genre, people always call, you know, newspaper and reporters call up that person. They say, what did you think? You were in the same business or what have you. Like I was talking about, I didn't talk much about Phil Everly when he died, but I talked enough about him but nobody asked me. So what am I saying? It doesn't matter, right? Nobody asked me. But they would if they knew. And people who did know, they said, hey, Phil Everly died, because they knew I had a connection to Phil Everly. But they was so when you write for somebody who knows, who's in that genre, right? They, you know, so in the middle of the night, somebody would call me and go, hey, I can think of somebody who died now. Some rocks. I think it was Jimi Hendrix. Well, it was after Jimi Hendrix. I don't know. If Mama Cass died. So you better come up with some lines, because tell me some things to say, because people are going to be calling me the next morning, you know. And I would have to get all this. I'd have to get all the junk out of my system at first, you know. The Mama Cass died, and said, and then we'd have a lot of fun. But then you'd have to write things down, not jokes necessarily. You'd have to write things down so that people say, because nobody wants, you know, when you hire somebody to write for you, they do everything. That's it, you know. Most of the time. And if you trust them and you're, you know, you're writing, then you, but that means you're going to be writing all the time. But I was always trying, I was always fun. I remember when Ricky Nelson died. He was called Rick Nelson later in his life. He called himself Ricky. He called himself Rick. He grew up. But when Rick died, I said, you know, I said, why don't you do something different this time? And he said, what should I do? I said, well, when they call up and they say, well, I'm sure you've heard about the death of Rick Nelson. I said, just go, who? It would be funny. And then, of course, you'd have that laugh together, and then you'd say, whatever you're going to say. Why did I say that? I said, I don't know why I even got onto that topic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, because you got to do what you got to do. Because if you get a chance to hire a writer, do it. Now, that person, you would be great if everybody had a personal writer. Right?
Right.
I was checking the clock here because to see exactly
what. Getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close. Oh, yeah, it's going to be time to play this thing right here. Well, and then and then I think we should probably play it right now here. In the background. They'll hear it in a second. Okay. I'll just get up close there. In the background, they'll be able to hear it. See? You can play it. And
I don't have headphones.
See? Yeah. You can hear it. It's coming out of the speaker, you dope. Oh, my God. Listen to this. You hear it? That's right. There it goes right there. Yeah, it's time. It's time once again to get out of here. So do what I said. Go to your internet and see about your marketing and your micro-marketing and targeting and whatever it is. Have a lot of fun. I don't know who's on the show next week. CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. Someone maybe. What do you mean no one? What do you you know already? He knows my show.
I
mean,
you
looked it up.
On my smartphone.
He looked it up on his internet. They micro-target him. Okay. Thanks to Jeremy Long. Thank you for being with us again, Jeremy. Go buy the documentary Winston Simmons
Productions.
And Steve Long, no relation to Jeremy Long, is right over here. And he's... like he's ready to do. He'll be doing Julius Caesar right at the Playhouse.
Exactly.
Right, Harrisburg, the Harrisburg Playhouse. Been doing Julius Caesar, and my good friend and a man who protects me everywhere I go. Well, not everywhere. If he did, he'd make a lot more money. What do you make now? Nothing. Well, you'd make more. This is Roe. America. I got to get you a cape. I think that's what you're missing is a cape. You have to follow me around with a cape. My name is Frank Cotolo. My name is the title of the show. We'll We'll see you next time. Go ahead, quick.
I just want to real quick say happy 22nd birthday to Eddie Terry, my best friend.
Yes, that's right. Happy birthday to Eddie Terry. Happy birthday to Terry Eddie. And to everybody named Eddie and everybody named Terry. Good night, Mrs. Urswell, wherever you might be.
Good night.
Let's go. Let's go now. Why are we going? We have nothing more to say.